Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Broadcasting nationally from his studios at the Talkers Communications Center, it's the Michael Harrison Show. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
Lo and behold, we have another wonderful hour of radio broadcasting ahead of us, or broadcasting on whatever it is that was once called a radio. See, I think people are listening on toaster ovens and refrigerators and all kinds of interesting digital devices. And these devices talk to each other, and they're spying on you. That's right. You may not be able to see me on what you call a radio, but how do you know I can't see you or somebody can't see you? Pretty scary stuff. 877-807-4048 is the telephone number. And we're going to, through the magic of digital communications, he's going to sound like he's sitting right next to me. I have a pen pal. They used to call relationships like this a pen pal. Now we're Skype pals, and I know him as well as I know somebody. I know him better than I know my neighbors. His name is Graham Mack. He's one of the most creative radio personalities in the English-speaking world. He hosts what they call in the mornings in Great Britain the breakfast shows. Morning shows are called breakfast shows on a radio station called Bob FM. It covers also what's called the home counties, which are all these beautiful communities that surround the London area. And he is right now probably in his home studio in Hartford. Is it Shire or Shear, Graham? Hartfordshire or Hartfordshire?
Well, we like to say Hertfordshire.
Hertfordshire.
It's just a little bit posh on the end. They say Hertfordshire. But yeah, pretty close. Yeah.
So if I came there and I said, good morning, Hertfordshire or Hertfordshire, they'd know I'm an out-of-towner.
They would, but they'd appreciate that. Yeah, don't think just because we voted for Brexit, we don't want people from other countries.
That scares me. You know, in the United States, if you move from one community to another as a radio personality, heaven forbid you mispronounce the idiosyncrasies of certain areas. Like, we have a town here in western Massachusetts that's spelled Holyoke, H-O-L-Y-O-K-E. So you're Holyoke, but it's pronounced Holyoke, like Holyoke. And you've heard of Amherst, Massachusetts. I'm sure you have. Well, the people in Amherst, Massachusetts will know that you're not from here. If you say Amherst, even though that's the way it's said everywhere else in the country, it's Amherst.
Yeah.
Amherst. And there's all kinds of idiosyncrasies. You host a talk show on a music station in Great Britain. And therefore, you are surrounded by popular culture. But you talk, and you talk about just about everything. Now, in England, they don't get as politically controversial as they do in the U.S., do they?
No. Well, we're not actually allowed to get too political. The newspapers are allowed to take a political side one way or the other. For instance, a newspaper like the Daily Mail would lean to the right. A newspaper like the Daily Mirror would lean to the left. Everybody knows that and accepts it. But in broadcasting, even commercial broadcasting, you can have an opinion, but you have to remain reasonably neutral. The BBC have to remain completely neutral. And so we don't get to have as much fun as, say, your broadcasters do. But then again, we don't have the extremes that you have in America. It's just a different system, yeah. But we have to be very careful how far we go. Then when there's an election on, or a referendum, which we had recently, then the rules are kind of supercharged, and if we do interview a politician from one side, we have to give equal airtime to a politician from the other side. And we have to time it and make sure, because they'll be timing it at their end and checking it. And yeah, it's quite interesting.
Do you find that that requirement discourages broadcasters from having any politicians on?
Yes. In fact, it discourages broadcasters in this country from even having opinions. They will often say, they'll try and be as balanced as they can. They'll give an opinion and then they'll go, but on the other hand, a lot of people would disagree with that. And it just sometimes sounds a little bit weak when you're trying to bond with the personality and you want to know what they really think. And it's hard to find out because some of them are just a little bit, I think it makes them a bit gun shy.
Yeah, well, you don't want to get in trouble.
Exactly.
And also, I find that the culture in other English-speaking countries, which I sometimes have the opportunity to speak to at broadcasting conventions, I find that the culture, the popular general behavior, is more polite, at least in public, than in American culture. And I don't know, when you come and visit the United States, do you find it's coarser and less polite in terms of day-to-day encounters with other people?
I found that particularly in New York City, mm-hmm. People are less polite. I found people, though, in places like Chicago, nicer. People in Los Angeles, California, or the big cities in California, Los Angeles and San Francisco in particular, people seem friendly, but almost too friendly, as if it's a little bit, is this genuine? But then I had the opportunity to travel. I flew to Memphis and drove down Old Highway 61 all the way to New Orleans, staying in Super 8 motels just because I'm a fan of blues music and I wanted to go to Indianola, where B.B. King is from, and Clarksdale and Rosedale, and, you know, these places. And the little towns, it seemed like the smaller the town, the friendlier the people. And I would say some of the people we met in those small towns, and we did another trip from Memphis. We went north to Chicago, and I can remember being in Perryvale, Illinois, and going to the local community center to watch a movie because it was the only place in town that showed movies, and everybody was just lovely. Mm-hmm. So I think it's impossible to generalize, but I would say definitely in New York City, people were less polite, but we're used to that because we visit Paris now and again.
And Paris is similar to New York that way.
I would say so, yeah.
I've been to London several times in my life, and the people seem very friendly there. But, you know, British people sound so intelligent to the American ear. That is something that just absolutely amazes me. That and I know it can't possibly be that everybody that speaks, you know, with a British accent is intelligent, but it just does something to the American ear, that when you talk to someone with a British accent, they sound intelligent. I've spoken to people at radio stations there that I thought I was talking to the talk show host, and I found that I was talking to the guy that sweeps the floor. What is that all about? Do Americans sound unintelligent to the British ear?
I wouldn't say unintelligent. I think Americans to us sound like movie stars.
Like movie stars? I don't understand. Explain.
Well, you see, because the time when we hear, we don't come across actual Americans very often. We see them on TV. We see them in all the big TV shows, you know, through the years, from the American sitcoms to great shows like MASH and Frasier, and then the miniseries, you know, through the West Wing or whatever it is, and movies. So that's where we hear more American voices. So when you meet an American in person, it's like, hey, this is like watching a TV.
Now, you mentioned Frasier, the Crane brothers speak with what in America is known, although most Americans don't know this, the mid-Atlantic accent. Have you ever heard the term mid-Atlantic accent?
The term is applied to here for 1970s radio DJs. When we didn't get commercial radio legally in the UK till 1973. Before that, it was against the law. So the model for great disc jockeys was an American model. So the disc jockeys that tried to sound cool and hip ended up sounding slightly American, and that was when we used the term mid-Atlantic.
Okay, the mid-Atlantic accent, from the American perspective, goes back to the 50s and the 60s, and we're going to take a break. I'll pick up with that, because I think it's kind of amusing. When you think about it, I'm talking now in the mid-Atlantic accent, when Americans try to sound sophisticated. did. We'll get into that in a moment. We're talking with Graham Mack, who hosts The Breakfast Show on Bob FM in the area surrounding London, England. And if you want to join us, it's 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison. More coming your way.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Nationally from his studios, it's the Michael Harrison Show. Call Michael Harrison at 877-807-4048.
And we are talking with Graham Mack, and at least in terms of the time frame that I am talking to him, he is live with us from Hertfordshire. And
very good.
I got it, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You did really well.
Yeah. I have a British friend who, when I talk to her with my British accent, she said I sound like a Swede. I couldn't fool anybody if I talked like this with you. Would you think that I was one of you, or would you think that I am putting on an accent?
Yeah, I think I would know, but I think maybe there's a few people you might be able to get away with that on. Maybe not for very long, but you might be able to.
It would be terrifying. Now, you sound like a Liverpudlian. You sound like the Beatles. I don't recall. You're from Liverpool?
I was born in Liverpool, yeah, and I grew up 15 miles down the road in a place called Great Sankey near Warrington. And as far as Liverpool's concerned, 15 miles down the road is like the other side of the world.
Really? It's very provincial.
Oh, yeah. Very provincial. It's like Liverpool is like belonging to one big family. And the way it was explained to me once by actually the guy who does breakfast, a guy called Snelly, he does the breakfast show on BBC Radio Merseyside up there. He says every town in the UK is spinning clockwise. Liverpool spins anti-clockwise.
Oh, my
Liverpool
God.
Is, yeah, slightly different to everywhere else you've ever been.
I would imagine the Beatles really put Liverpool on the international map then. And the sound that the Beatles had, you know, where they talk like that. And I can't even do it. But sometimes I hear it in what you say. I think George Harrison and John Lennon also did it. They all had that. It's like a drawl.
Yeah, it's slightly different because it's a cross between Welsh and Irish. Because there's a lot of immigrants from North Wales came into Liverpool when it was the busiest seaport in Europe at one time up until the 1950s, and then the potato famine in Ireland brought a lot of people across because they moved to Liverpool. Liverpool was the big seaport for the ships that went to America, for people to emigrate to America. And in fact, my family history is that my great-great-great, or whatever, my ancestor, came over from Ulster in Ireland to go to America, and he went on the ship from Liverpool while she stayed in Liverpool. He went ahead to try and get a job and everything in New York, and the ship sank, and he never made it to New York, and she remarried, and then the family started, and so we come from Liverpool, not New York.
Oh my!
So wow. it is Liverpool is a melting pot of people from Wales and Ireland. So the accent is a combination between the Irish accent and the Welsh accent. So that's why it sounds that way.
Well, without belaboring that mid-Atlantic accent I was talking about, I guess one of the great practitioners of it is the late Catherine Hepburn.
Oh yeah,
and she would have that. You just want to say darling if you watch on YouTube, old-time American game shows, What's My Line, with Arlene Francis and Dorothy Kilgallen and John Daly. They were all just total mid-Atlantic. That's the way people spoke when they wanted to sound intelligent.
Yeah.
And it was quite British. Let's talk about the view of America. Now, just for the sake of time-stamping this, because this program airs live on a number of stations, but it airs in delay, and it airs online as a podcast of a radio show forever at the Genesis Communications Network website, gcnlive.com. So to time-stamp it, today is the day. We are in the afternoon Eastern time. Of the first debate. This is a historic day between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, which will be taking place this evening at Hofstra University. So I don't know, and Graham has no idea at this point how that's going to turn out, unless we had a crystal ball, and even that might not prove to be effective. What's been the view of the American election in Great Britain?
Well, we're fascinated by it. The main news programs on TV are on right now, and I should imagine if they're like any of the other bulletins through the day, we've got rolling news, of course, that they'll be all over it, especially Sky TV, who have reporters in the United States, ITV and the BBC, of course. We're looking at it and wondering, well, what is going on? Because, you know, no matter what you think about the political situation, the entertainment value of this election is through the roof, because Donald Trump's rallies are like professional wrestling. And, you know, we've had everything now. Hillary collapsed a couple of weeks ago. It's just a fantastic thing to watch. But then deep down, there is the fear that something bad could be about to happen. You know, we've just come out of Brexit, and that changed things a little bit. But I think there are a lot of parallels with Brexit. First one, of course, is nobody really thought Brexit would happen. Nobody really thought the referendum that 52% of the population would vote to leave the EU, and we did. And I get the feeling that some people in America think that Donald Trump might not become the president, but then, you know, he just might, and he'll be very different to any president that's gone before. So we are fascinated by it and scared.
Well, the might is more than the might not. Most people thought he might not, and it was amazing how far he came.
Yeah.
Now the feeling is that he might. The people that do support Donald Trump believe that, some of them believe that they have to do anything. He's the only person or obstacle to the dreaded devil Hillary Clinton taking over and enslaving all of us. And, of course, a lot of people are voting for Hillary because they're not crazy about her, but they're afraid that Donald Trump will bring an era of Mussoliniism to the United States. So both sides see the other, the supporters of both sides see the other as a devil and their candidate as the last hope to save the American people and the world from that devil. The rest are sort of trying to reconcile it by figuring out what the lesser of two evils might be. And the expression that they use in this country is they're going to go to the polls and hold their nose while they vote for the candidate of their choice, meaning that it stinks, but they're going to put up with what they can. Is life in Great Britain becoming one big reality show, which is sort of what this election represents, and you've indicated it as an observer of it from a more perspective, from afar on the other side of the ocean. Is this syndrome of celebrity and gossip and frivolous aspects of the news taking precedent a growing movement there as well as it has engulfed us in the United States?
I think you're right, it has. You know, during Brexit, Michael Farage, who represented the UK Independence Party, who was one of the two big, you know, the names that were pushing Brexit.
Was he the guy with the big hair, the blonde hair?
No, you're thinking of the other one, Boris Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
They're both characters in their own right.
Okay, hold it at that point, Graham. I want to talk more about it on the other side of the break, because I found the one with the hair to be very Trumpian, and I want to see what your view of that is. So we got more of this coming up with Graham Mack. He's in London, and 877-807-4048 if you want to join us on Michael Harrison.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's D-R-J-O-Y pets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Conversation about life in these rapidly changing times. The Michael Harrison Show.
Now we're on the line. Actually, I don't even know what we're on. We're on the Skype with Graham Mack. I don't know if you heard me say Graham on what used to be called a radio. Do you have more radios in London and in England than we have here in the U.S.? You can't find a radio anymore. People listen to radio on every device but a radio.
Usually a phone. Most people I've spoken to listen to radio on the phone.
The phone has become like the second brain. I really think they should be implanted in our bodies so that we don't have to carry them and lose them. We should just have a little pocket made somewhere near the base of our neck or in our head where we can keep our phone and just not have to lose
certain
it.
Certain people who use the phone on the train, I would like to implant it in a certain part of their body.
So Brexit. I want to find out about it. So Boris, forgive my American ignorance of all the names and players in this. We have enough keeping up with what's going on here. And I always find that people around the world know a lot more about what's going on in the U.S. than some of us know what's going on in our own country. But what happened to him?
Well, Boris Johnson, he was a member of the Conservative Party, which, mm-hmm. you know, there's a clue in the name. And he was a reasonably unknown member of Parliament until he went on a TV show called Have I Got News for You, which is a satirical TV show. It's kind of a mock panel show, like a game show where a team of comedians and interesting people answer questions, often just setups to punchlines kind of show. And they have guest politicians on occasionally. And Boris Johnson became quite popular on this show. He wasn't a host, he was a panelist. And on the back of that, really, he became the mayor of London. He was voted as the mayor of London. London now has an elected mayor. Not all cities in Britain have elected mayors, but London is one of the ones that has elected mayor. Boris became the elected mayor of London, so that supercharged his political career. He stood down recently and went back to being an MP. And he was pro-Brexit when David Cameron, the Prime Minister at the time, wanted us to stay in the EU. Boris wanted us to come out, which a lot of people thought was a political move. He was gambling that we would vote to come out so that he could then become Prime Minister. And that's exactly what did happen, and he even went for Prime Minister, and then at like the 11th hour he decided he was going to withdraw from the race, and the Prime Minister who was chosen, which is Theresa May, then made him the Foreign Secretary. So Boris Johnson, who's known for his, what the media like to call gaffes, which are usually inappropriate remarks bordering on racism, they like to paint him as this jolly eccentric that has, you know, makes these gaffes.
A jolly eccentric. I love that.
Jolly eccentric, yeah.
He sounds vaguely familiar to a politician. So he's this character who's on a television entertainment show,
yeah.
and becomes very popular as a entertainment quasi-political figure. He was a member of Parliament, you were saying, but he,
yeah.
but he was basically unknown and was a character.
Yeah.
And then he parlayed that into more fame for being a TV star and became the mayor of London, got behind Brexit. People didn't take Brexit seriously, made a lot of gaffes, was accused of racism, and became a leading figure to be prime minister. And if he had wanted to be prime minister, this is the impression I got watching it from afar, you were there, had he wanted to be prime minister, he could have had it, couldn't he?
I think he could have done. Yeah, I think he could have done. Because at the time when the country went into after the Brexit referendum, well, he was the winner and David Cameron was the loser. There was no doubt that David Cameron was going to have to stand down because he's a lame duck. It would have been Boris, but he, at the 11th hour, decided, no, I don't want to go for this. We don't know why, and he might be just biding his time.
Maybe he was afraid that he couldn't handle it.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, that was a big surprise. Or at least I was told I wasn't surprised because I didn't know who the heck he was until, I mean, I caught the whole thing in one nutshell when Brexit was, succeeded. All of a sudden, there he was. And I watched the first time I saw him, he said he's not going to become prime minister. So I figured, well, he must be popular. But I didn't know the backstory. It is, kind of startlingly similar to Donald Trump.
It is. And there's another weird parallel with Donald Trump as well. A guy who's not even been a player in this is our version of The Apprentice has a bloke called Alan Sugar, who's a very successful businessman. And it's the same show that you see, but it's an English version. And Alan Sugar says, you're fired to the candidates, etc., etc. He ended up going into politics too. He was made Lord Sugar, which means that Alan Sugar, that now Lord Sugar, sits in the House of Lords, which is our upper house, the equivalent of your Senate, except they're not elected. So it's weird that our boss on The Apprentice actually ended up in a very senior rank in politics.
How do they get appointed to the House of Lords?
Usually it's the outgoing retiring leaders of political parties announce people they would like to make into Lords. In fact, I was talking to the comedian and actor John Cleese a couple of weeks ago, and he was offered what they call a peerage. They were going to make him Lord Cleese, and it was the retiring Liberal Democrat leader that wanted him to do it, and John Cleese said no because he didn't want to be in London in the winter.
Oh, I thought like, maybe because he didn't think he was funny enough to be in the House of Lords.
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
Not that
funny. We're going to talk about John Cleese in the next segment, because I want to tell everybody about your radio show in Talkers. But and John Cleese, of course, is a marvelous international figure in comedy and directing and writing. Oh my gosh, what a great experience you had! I'm sure getting to talk to him and getting to know him. But there seems to be a parallel here that there is a very blurry line between entertainment and fantasy and celebrities and real life politics and power.
Yeah.
And it looks to me as just a parallel universe going on there in Great Britain as you've described it.
I think as well with Brexit, a lot of the people that voted in the Brexit referendum were people who had never voted in a general election before. But they'd all voted in X Factor and all these celebrity game shows. And I think they saw Brexit as the same kind of thing. In fact, the morning after Brexit, I was taking calls on the show from people who had no idea what this meant. And I said to them, well, you know, we have a European Parliament and we have European elections every 5 years. You know, if you're saying that Europe's not working, did you vote in the European elections? And most of the people I spoke to who voted for Brexit had no idea we even had European elections every 5 years. So it's just because it was news and entertainment and people were, you know, selling magic bullets that all the problems in your life are caused by immigrants or Brussels or whatever it is. And we know life's a bit more complicated than that.
So just having a British accent doesn't mean you're smart.
It doesn't mean everybody's smart.
Wow. So now that we're, what are we, a couple of months beyond Brexit. What's the feeling about Brexit? Is there remorse? Is it causing a measurable impact on day-to-day life? What's the story?
I think there is a little bit of remorse. There's a lot of confusion. In fact, one of the most Googled terms straight after Brexit was, what does the European Union do? And that was after Brexit. There was a great tweet that I retweeted that said, if you punch a random stranger today, there's a 52% chance they deserve it. So straight afterwards, there was a bit of shock, but nothing has happened. It happened, the referendum was on the 23rd of June. We're recording this, or we're live on the 26th of September. Nothing has happened. The government has to trigger a thing called Article 50. Once Article 50 has been triggered, which will move Britain towards leaving the European Union, that could take up to 2 years. So nothing has happened. But in the meantime, the value of our currency, the pound, has dropped. There are some stocks and shares which are a bit iffy because there's so much uncertainty in the market. Nothing has happened. No one knows what it means or what it's going to do, which is weird that Michael Farage, which was one of the other architects of Brexit, was over talking at a Trump rally a few weeks ago about, you know, Brexit, and they said it was going to be catastrophic, and well, nothing's happened yet. It's like that was like calling the result of a football match before a ball has been kicked.
How interesting.
You don't know what it'll mean.
How interesting. Yeah, and by the time it finally goes into play, no one will remember it happened. It'll just be the norm. So people go, well, what's happening today is because of the Brexit vote 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago in this age of attention deficit disorder? I'm not sure. A couple of more words about Brexit, then I want to talk about John Cleese and arts and entertainment from across the pond. We're talking with my pen pal, Graham Mack of Bob FM in London and the home counties. And 877-807-4048 is our number. Maybe we'll go to the phone. Maybe we won't. I'm Michael Harrison. Hope you're having a good day, and let's have more coming your way.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL. Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Michael Harrison at 877-807-4048. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
And I guess that's me, so it's my turn to talk. We're talking with Graham Mack in London about Brexit. And I guess, Graham, one of the things that's fascinating, the way you mentioned the Brexit vote happened, but the real impact of it, the actual execution of it won't take place for 2 years, but immediately after the vote, the currency went down and the economy changed. I guess no matter where it is, it's kind of an unsettling thought, but it's a truth that the economy, no matter where it is, at least in the capitalist world, is based largely on confidence. It's based largely on emotion. There is no real, tangible wheels turning in the mechanism known as the economy. A lot of it is ethereal and emotional. It's startling because it makes you realize that if people get into a bad mood, the whole country could go down the toilet.
Yeah, I mean, we have, if our England soccer team qualifies for a major tournament, the value of the pound goes up just because everybody feels good.
Yeah,
it is a bit strange.
The whole Wall Street thing works that way. We used to have this fellow named Alan Greenspan, who was the head of the Federal Reserve. And if he spoke and if he said, maybe there'll be a downturn next month. Well, it would happen the next day.
Yeah.
Even though as time passed, it came out, he didn't know what the hell he was talking about. Nobody. See, I tend to think that economics is perhaps one step more based in reality than astrology. I don't believe in the economists really knowing much about anything other than very sloshy generalisms. They usually can tell you why something happened after the fact, but they can never tell you, faced with those same facts, what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, they're like weather forecasters.
Very similar. The weather forecast. There's so many elements at play that you really can't be sure. You mentioned John Cleese before, and John Cleese is the guest on your new show called London Calling. And just so folks can get up to speed, Graham and I have created a... Well, Graham has. I'm providing him with a platform in America. I have nothing to do with the creation of this show other than I'm its biggest cheerleader in the world. Graham has a program called London Calling with Graham Mack, and we launched it a couple of weeks ago on the Talkers website, which is at talkers.com, as part of Talkers Radio, which is an experimental radio platform. These programs are meant as a showcase for experimental shows. Many of them have gone on to AM and FM distribution, and I have no doubt this one will too, but right now it's in that wonderful nascent experimental form, and the first one is up, and you talk with John Cleese. And did you know him before?
No, not at all. In fact, before I do that, could I just say thank you to you, Michael, publicly for allowing me to put the program on tour, because it's just been great. The response has been lovely. Yeah, John Cleese, I made a list when I decided to do the show. I wanted to do a show for Americans about Britain. And because Brexit's in the news and, we've got the royals and things are going on, I thought, I could find some interesting British people who are known in America, and also some maybe unknown Americans who are known in Britain. And so that's what I've done. That's how I looked at my guest list. So I just made a list of all the people I'd like to have. And of course, all of the Monty Python people were on there. And my wife worked very hard and found out who represented these people, and she pitched them. And then one day I was at work at Bob FM, and I got a text, and Julie sent me this text saying, John Cleese is interested. So I texted back, goodness me, wow, She says, he's interested, how long do you want with him? And I texted back, well, just ask for an hour. There's no way he's going to give me an hour, but I might get half an hour or 20 minutes if I ask for an hour. If I ask for 10 minutes, I'm only going to get 7. It'll be a junket or something. Came back and they said, yeah, no problem, an hour. So I went to his office in Chelsea and did about an hour and a half with him.
That had to be a thrill.
I would have paid to sit for an hour and a half with John Cleese, just being him in a room.
No.
He's an amazing character. I liken it to maybe I think of like the people in say, the early 60s who got to chat to Groucho Marx. I think it was, for me, it was on that level.
You know? Oh, no question. And, the whole legacy of Monty Python alone, there's generations of people today in the U.S. and I'm sure in Britain, I can't say for sure, but you can back me up, that don't know what Monty Python is, that they don't know about it. And if you show it to them, they say, well, it's not so great. It seems like everything else that I watched. Well, yeah, because everything else you watch emanated from that.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live, everything really was inspired by Python. And then, of course, Fawlty Towers, Fish Called Wanda. He's been in James Bond films as Q recently. I mean, he's John Cleese.
So how did you find him person to person, being with him?
He was absolutely delightful. At one stage, I started wrapping it up because I thought we had an hour. And he went, oh, has that been an hour? And I said, yeah. And he went, I want to give you plenty so you've got lots for your program. Because I told him he was going to be in the launch program. And you know, I had to. He wasn't originally going to be the guest in the launch program. But when I got him, I put the launch back a little bit.
Of course.
He was absolutely, yeah, he was just delightful. No holds barred. Nothing off limits, had plenty to say about a lot of things. Surprisingly, he was pro-Brexit. Even though he's pro-Europe, he loves traveling in Europe, he said he wants France to be like France when he goes to France, and he wants Italy to be like Italy. I should have challenged, if it wasn't John Cleese, I probably would have challenged him and said, well, I don't think it's made the French or the Italians less Italian. Why does it make the British, you know, less British? But I just wanted to sit and listen to him and see what he had to say. But he was surprisingly pro-Brexit. He did talk about the presidential race in the United States. He seemed... The word he used was gobsmacked, which is a slang phrase for surprised that, you know, the two most disliked people in America are basically in a popularity contest.
You know, talk about something right out of Monty Python.
Yeah.
You know, and now for
really?
Something completely
yeah,
different.
Written that.
Of course, of course. Well, I mean, you know, it goes back to their satire of the human condition. You know, the shoe or the gourd. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, think for yourselves. Yeah. Right back to that.
But I envied you having that opportunity, and I'm delighted in sharing it with you, folks. If you want to hear that interview, just go to talkers.com and look for London Calling with Graham Mack, and it's free of charge, and it's a it's totally an endeavor done for the love of radio. I mean, there's no commercialism, no money is make, nobody's getting paid for it. We don't make any money on it, so I'm not plugging anything here that, you know, is not that I wouldn't or shouldn't, but I'm just trying to explain. This is an experiment for the sake of the love of radio and international broadcasting, reaching out from one side of the Atlantic to the other. Very, very worthy. Do you think, hey, Graham, do you think that John Cleese will hear it? Do you think that he'll have time to listen to it? Or do you think that that's asking too much?
I don't know. I hope he does. I sent him a message and told him it was up. I also tweeted Eric Idle. Well, no, actually, I tweeted that John was on the show, and Eric Idle, who's about to go on a tour of America next month with John Cleese, he retweeted my tweet. So, of course, I then tried to track down Eric Idle, and I'm trying to track him down.
Very
now.
Cool.
The game on the show too.
Graham, we're all finished. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon, or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.